is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Last week, we focused on the on-farm risks of New World screwworms and the tiny wounds this fly is searching for. But the threat is not only what happens inside the pasture or feedlot. There are larger concerns about the movement of livestock, wildlife, and work taking place behind the scenes to keep the fly from moving north. And that part of the story is less visible, but just as important. We'll continue our conversation with Dr. Wayne Ayers of Elanco coming up next.
Your local radio station keeps you connected to your community. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network provides ag-focused programming to keep your farm business running strong. Together, we bring you the latest markets, weather updates, and policy news. Whether we're in the field or in meeting halls, our team is always out and about gathering the news that's important to you. Powered by Iowa Agriculture, trusted by Iowa farmers. This message from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
As we continue our look at the broader risks surrounding the New World screwworm, we shift from on-farm wound prevention to the bigger picture. The movement of livestock, wildlife, and even international cooperation plays a major role in protecting U.S. herds. We'll talk again with Elanco's Dr. Wayne Ayers, who says the first challenge is understanding that the fly's movement has much to do with the animals as it does with the environment around it.
Some of the biggest risk is just us moving animals around and then wildlife moving around. Right, because they don't care about the border either. So nilgai, deer, wild hogs, they go back and forth, you know, especially when the river's low. They don't care, right?
Yep. They'll go back. They don't update their passport at all.
Yeah. But we are doing, you know, so cattle movement is really important. And the whole point of the border being closed, it's very contentious because we have people on our side of the border that have built a whole model around feeding Mexican cattle. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously hurting their bottom line. Right. Some of them are maybe even go out of business, and it is extremely unfortunate.
Preventing movement across the border is not always a popular decision, and Dr. Ayers says there's legitimate financial pressures on both sides of the border. He notes that the best strategy only works when livestock movements follow strict inspection and health procedures. He says there's a clear reason those movement rules were put into place.
If we could guarantee that cattle movement was done with the protocols that USDA and the Mexican authorities have worked out as a preventative, then we could have some assurance to go back out. Right. The problem is not everybody is ethical, not everybody is concerned about, you know, okay, right, this protocol is over here, I don't care. So we have to be cognizant of that.
That prevention approach is not new. It's the same strategy that used sterile male flies to push the pest out of the U.S. decades ago and eventually drive it deep into Central America. That program is still the foundation of the long-term plan.
The female screwworm fly only mates one time in its life. And then over the next 7 to 8 days, it lays eggs every time it finds a wound. So if she mates with a sterile male, now all of her eggs are infertile. And so therefore, she does not contribute to the next generation. Okay, so it's very important that we have it. That's how we drove it back to begin with. It was at a line endemically here in the U.S. at one point, Colorado, Nebraska, you know, southern Indiana, across into Kentucky. That was kind of the northern line. Okay. Occasional excursions as we moved maybe an animal, but that's where it was. And we pushed it back. It took us 15 years to get it to the Mexican border. It took another 15 years to get it from Mexico to the Darien Gap in Panama.
Ayers adds that international cooperation and investment are key to keeping the fly from reaching the U.S. herds again. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. Don't forget to subscribe for our daily e-newsletter as well. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.